to that of the shofet, both of which the run right is a mitzvah daraisa. Shofti v'shofin titenacha v'chol sharecha a mitzvah of minyo ha'dayanim, som tasim alach ha'melech, a mitzvah of minyo ha'melech. And if indeed both are necessary, why is it that the Torah demands both? The Ran points out that the role of the shofet seems to be very straightforward. The shofet is supposed to impose literally the letter of the law itself. And therefore, it is clear that is the role of the shofet. The shofet has to be careful not to overreach. The role of the shofet simply is to interpret the dinei HaTorah. The Ran points out that there could be, no doubt, a difficulty. You know, in order for a person to be put to death for a capital offense, he has to do so amazing. There has to be hasra. Hasra has to be told to the dibur. The response of the perpetrator, yatirat smol lemisa, amanaskein aneose. Imagine how often indeed would that occur. Or imagine a person who could commit, rachmon letzlan, a vicious crime, but he'll see to it that those requirements are not met. And therefore, how is it that society will be served? And therefore, it's necessary, aside from the literal Torah law, to have a societal law, and that is the role of the melech. The mishpat ha-melech is to see to it that society will function appropriately. When you have a shofet and a melech, there is a separation of powers. The Ran writes the chiddush that when you don't have a melech, a shofet wears two hats. The Torah shofet and the Torah melech. He writes, that's the sugya Sanhedrin daf mevav, that makin va'onshin shalom min hadin. Typically, when it comes to a shofet, that is makin va'onshin min hadin. But sometimes it's necessary to impose halacha, even if technically the shuras hadin has not been met, in order to see to it that yes, that you have an appropriate society. That is midin melech. And if there is no melech, that is a critical role of the shofet. The very first shuv in Dvar Avram, that is the koach of Dina Malchus Adina, based on the parsha of Melech itself. And the Ran comments that you have to realize there's a certain risk when it comes to the Melech. A shofet's job description is to be able to enforce the Dinei HaTov. In a certain sense, the power of the shofet is limited. He cannot overreach. But a Melech, he has broader authority. A melech is makin vonshin shalom and hadin. When the Rambam describes that koach of makin vonshin shalom and hadin, perek chavdal etochos Sanhedrin, the Rambam writes, you better make sure that it's done, the shem shamayim, because that power can be abused. Absolute power can corrupt absolutely, and therefore you have to make sure that there are checks and balances. And that's especially true when it comes to a melech. A dayan shita, he makes a mistake, he doesn't enforce the mishpatei haTorah, that's a sugya Sanhedrin daf lamed gimel. But precisely because a melech has that more elastic, that broad authority, you have to be careful. You have to have a separation of powers. You have to have checks and balance. And what is the check and balance? The Ran writes now so beautifully that the melech has to write a sefer Torah. And v'hoisim, v'korbo koi mechayav. He always has to make sure that it's with him. Precisely because he has that authority, you have to make sure that he's always aware. Part of his mindset, part of his consciousness is that everything that I do is going to be consistent with the Torah Hashem. Not necessary, the Ran writes, when it comes to a shofet. That by definition is true of the job description of the shofet. But a melech, because of the breadth of his authority, always has to make sure that the Sefer Torah is with him. You know, the drasha of Ben Zomu, when it comes to Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, Kol Yemechayecha, is the Rabbos HaSaleilos, because part of our consciousness is Yetzias Mitzrayim. A person always has to be mindful of. The Sifri writes the same thing when it comes to Melech. Means L'Rabbos HaSaleilos. Even when the Melech is not active in terms of pursuing his Malchus, but you have to recognize this is part of who the Melech indeed is, and therefore to make sure the Sefer Torah is with you. I would suggest, based on the Ran, but perhaps a step beyond, that the Melech always has to have a Sefer Torah with him. Number one, because of the breadth of his authority, that's true, that's Mefurish and Ran, but I would add another element as well. Not only because of the breadth of his authority, but because of the breadth of his exposures. is exposures. You know, a shofet, exposures of a shofet. You know, a shofet always has his legs firmly planted in the ground. A shofet understands how society functions, that's true. But in essence, the shofet, the Sanhedrin, you know where the place is? Lishkas Hadozis, Olamet Shehamakom Gorin. A shofet could have the luxury of surrounding himself in the Kosle Beis Medrash, in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. But because of the broader role description of a melech, you know, the melech finds himself in environments that are not always most conducive for growth in the Torah session. He can find himself in hostile environments. After all, Kiseitzi l'mochama, Rashi l'mochemes Rishus, the Rambam, Poshrib Shad, even l'mochemes Mitzvah. A melech can lead Klal Yisrael in very undesirable situations and places. And how do you counter that type of exposure? How is it that you're able to tool yourself in order to be able to deal with the fact that, you know what, that sometimes I leave the Beis Medrash, and sometimes in society I can be exposed to it, and the pull of society is enormously, enormously strong. You know what the answer is? That if you make sure that the Sefer Torah is always, always with you, not just simply when you're active learning, but it's part of your mindset, it's part of your consciousness. When the Rambam describes toward the end of Perek Dalef Hilchos Tefillin, why the Chachamim sought to it to wear tefillin all day. Number one, no doubt, it's because a mitzvah to do so. But the Rambam stresses even beyond the mitzvah. When you wear tefillin, you think differently, you act differently, you speak differently. Everything is different when you're surrounded by that sense of absolute kedusha. And if you have the tefillin with you all day, it doesn't only impact on the kiyum hamitzvah, but your consciousness is different. And therefore, a melech, number one, is the Ran because of his broad authority. I would suggest number two, because of the breadth of exposures, sometimes in a hostile, unfriendly environment. You know what, that you make sure that Sefer Torah is always with you. And isn't that part of the mission of Ben Yeshiva Bento? The learning, of course, the learning of the earnest tefillah, that's who we are. But you know, sometimes our broader job descriptions can take us into somewhat hostile environments that are not always the most conducive for growth in the Torah session. And not only for others a little bit older in the workplace, but even for B'nai Yeshiva as well. Exposures in today's society are enormous. And if a melech has to set up these hagadaros, and a melech has to make sure that the Sefer Torah is always with him, that you know what, that's what we have to do as well. To take the Sefer Torah and the learning, the amelus, the koach ha-tefillah with us, wherever we go. And even though, yes, necessary at times to go from place to place to place, but to recognize that is indeed who we are. Right? The tefillah of David HaShemori, Shifti Beveis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. Not merely when a person actively finds himself in the Mikdash Hashem, but even beyond that, that's where I belong, that's where I envision myself, that I see myself as being positioned in the Beis HaMikdash, Ashras HaShchina, and that's something that we have to do in every facet of life. But Baruch Hashem, this man has begun with a wonderful, wonderful sense of Yischashus, the davening and the learning and the Hasmada, that Baruch Hashem, already the Shabbosos that we've had together as Yeshiva is something which is incredible. You know, we have to make sure that informs who we are. We have to make sure that indeed continues. There's a certain inertia when it comes to Chodesh Elul, understandably. But the job is to capture and to preserve those moments of inspiration right throughout the entire Zman. So we're very, very proud that Baruch Hashem of the amazing, amazing Kol Torah, the Beis Medrash, an amazing sense of a Kol Tefillah. Each one of you are an absolutely vital part of Baruch Hashem, the mosaic of who the yeshiva is. But you know what, as time goes on, sometimes there could be a little bit of an attrition. We want to make sure that we're gearing up for Yom Noraim. Yom Noraim requires incredible, incredible hafana. Baruch Hashem, the Torah Hashem gives us a Chodesh Elul to position ourselves, But recognize that that positioning means that you see yourself in the Beis Hashem. That positioning means that you always have the Sefer Torah with you, whether you're in the Beis Medrash, whether you're in your classes, whether you're outside of the walls of our yeshiva, that recognize who you are and the capacity that we have. I urge you to take a look at that Josh HaSaran, Josh Yeravath, that recognize who Amelef is and realize the privileges and the responsibilities of Malchus. That's our Mesorah. We're considered to be, each one of us, as a Ben Melech, with incredible opportunities. But realize the Achrayus indeed that we have. Make sure that in every aspect of life, the Sefer Torah is fully implanted. Aksiva Sefer Torah and Bekarabo, but most importantly, V'haisa Imo Kol Yimei Chayim.